BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Venezuela's controversial Constituent Assembly has been holding its first session in the capital, Caracas. In a defiant speech, the head of the new assembly warned the opposition against violent protests and told foreign governments not to interfere in Venezuela. Critics of President Nicolas Maduro believe the new assembly is an attempt to sideline the opposition-led parliament. A former aide to the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has agreed to testify in corruption cases in which Mr. Netanyahu has been questioned. Ari Harrow is expected to give evidence as part of two investigations. Mr. Netanyahu denies wrongdoing. The US Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has condemned what he called the staggering number of leaks which have beset the Trump administration. He told a news conference in Washington that the media should not be allowed to place lives at risk with impunity. Forces backing Yemen's government have reportedly driven al-Qaeda fighters out of the main cities of Shabwa province in the south of the country. The troops were supported by local tribesmen and assisted by forces from the US and the United Arab Emirates. Votes are being counted in Rwanda in a presidential election widely expected to result in a landslide victory for the incumbent, Paul Kagame. The first results will be announced in the next few hours. Critics accuse Mr. Kagame of ruling through fear. A former executive of the German car company Volkswagen have pleaded guilty in court to conspiring to mislead US regulators about diesel emissions. Oliver Schmidt faces up to 7 years in jail. He's the second former VW employee to admit his role in the scandal. The World Athletics Championships have opened in London with the Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt competing for the last time before retirement. He's defending his 100-metre title. Britain's Mo Farah is aiming for gold in the 10,000 metres. BBC News.